From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
7th intelligence agency says that North Korea's 7th nuclear test might come between October 16th and November 7th. Prime Minister Han Duck-soo and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida discuss measures to improve frayed Seoul-Tokyo ties, including the issue of Japan's wartime forced labor. And the main opposition Democratic Party seeks the parliamentary passage of a motion to dismiss Foreign Minister Park Jin over controversy surrounding President Yoon Sung-yeol's recent overseas trip. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. South Korea's spy agency says that North Korea's 7th nuclear test may come between October 16th and November 7th. The National Intelligence Service on Wednesday revealed its assessment during a closed-door briefing to the National Assembly Intelligence Committee. Committee lawmakers told reporters that if the North pushes ahead with the 7th nuclear test, it could take place between the 20th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party on October 16th and the midterm elections in the U.S. slated for November 7th. Lawmakers said, however, citing the NIS, that it is not predicting a 7th underground nuclear detonation will take place, but if it does, then the most likely timing would fall between those two important dates in China and the U.S. The NIS believes that the third tunnel has been completed at the Punggye-ri nuclear test site in North Korea, and the likelihood of another nuclear test has been raised. Seoul is seeking to mend frayed relations with Tokyo over wartime issues. The South Korean deputy head of government, Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, paid a courtesy call to Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida a day after the state funeral of former Japanese leader Shinzo Abe. The two sides discussed the wartime forced labor issue during the meeting. Kim Bum-soo has more.
South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo sat down with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in Tokyo on Wednesday as the two sides seek to salvage their strained relations. Han visited Tokyo to attend former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's state funeral the previous day. During his 20-minute meeting with Kishida, the deputy head of the South Korean government discussed the wartime forced labor issue, which made the Seoul-Tokyo relations plunge to their worst in decades.
South Korea and Japan are close neighbors and cooperative partners who share the values of democracy and the principles of the market economy. Also, young people from both countries want to understand each other.
Following the meeting, a key South Korean foreign ministry official told reporters that the two sides did not discuss specific solutions to the wartime forced labor issue, but agreed on the need to solve the problem. Seoul-Tokyo relations went sour in 2018 following a Seoul court ruling that ordered Japanese companies to compensate the Korean victims of wartime forced labor. Wednesday's meeting came after South Korean President Yoon Sung-yeol's brief talks with Kishida in New York last week. That was the first meeting between the leaders of South Korea and Japan in almost 3 years. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The main opposition Democratic Party ramped up pressure on the ruling camp with a motion to dismiss Foreign Minister Park Jin over the ongoing diplomatic controversies surrounding President Yoon Sung-yeol's recent overseas trip. On a local radio program on Wednesday, DP Chief Deputy Floor Leader Jin Sung-jun expressed confidence that the motion will pass Thursday's plenary session, noting that the law requires that the motion be handled within 72 hours after its introduction on Wednesday. While the president is widely expected to refuse the dismissal motion upon its passage in parliament, Jin recalled that the passage of 6 similar motions in the past had resulted in 5 resignations. Addressing accusations by the ruling People Power Party that the DP and local broadcaster NBC colluded to damage the administration by falsely reporting on Yoon's crude remarks in New York, Jin accused the PPP of concocting lies to deflect the issue. Main opposition Democratic Party Chairman Lee Jae-myung says that as the largest party in parliament, the DP will hold to account those responsible for what he called diplomatic catastrophes that occurred during President Yoon Sung-yeol's trip abroad. In a speech before parliament as a head of negotiation group on Wednesday, Lee said the president's UK and US trips blatantly demonstrated the incumbent government's level of diplomacy. Meanwhile, Yi also stressed the need to change the current power structure through a constitutional revision, allowing the president to seek re-election once after serving a four-year term. He proposed that a special committee on constitutional revisions be established within the National Assembly shortly after the end of this year's ordinary session. Former chairman of the ruling People Power Party, Lee Jun-suk, had a critical reaction to the hearing of an injunction he filed against the party's launch of an emergency leadership. Speaking to reporters after the hearing on Wednesday, he said he simply wanted the party to operate properly and hoped that Wednesday's appearance in the courtroom would be his last. He said that although he once again fought fiercely in the second round of injunctions, he could tell that there was a belief that the situation would resolve itself once he was out of the picture. PPP Representative Jeon Joo-hae, meanwhile, refuted Yi's claim that the revised party charter was intended to exclude a particular person, saying that the new leadership and charter were established in accordance with proper procedures.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A senior U.S. official said on Tuesday that the United States is taking South Korea's concerns about the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act seriously and related dialogue is underway. The official, accompanying U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on her trip to Japan, made the remarks during a press briefing on Tuesday. The U.S. official said that the vice president did not make the visit to discuss the issue, but did note that Washington is listening to Seoul's concerns, and Vice President Harris promised to work with South Korea to address them as it implements the law. Daily COVID-19 cases remained in the 30,000s for a second day amid a general downturn in infections. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Wednesday that 36,159 infections were reported throughout the previous day, including 379 from overseas. The cumulative caseload came to around 24,700,000. The daily figure is down by some 3,000 from a day ago and marked the lowest in 12 weeks for Wednesdays. The figure dropped by about 5,000 from a week ago and 57,000 from 2 weeks ago. South Korea defeated Cameroon 1-0 on Tuesday in the team's last proper tune-up before the World Cup. Captain Son Heung-min of the South Korean men's national football team scored the sole goal of the match at Seoul World Cup Stadium in front of some 60,000 fans. Son netted the goal with a header in the 35th minute, scoring in his second straight international match. The Taeguk Warriors, headed by coach Paulo Bento, will have a warm-up at home next month before departing for Qatar, but the match will not involve stars playing in foreign leagues. The nation's main bourse ended the trading day below 2,200 for the first time in over 2 years on Wednesday, amid the continued flight to safe assets, including the U.S. dollar. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index shed 54.57 points, or 2.45%, closing the day at 2,169.29. It marks the first time the KOSPI closed below the psychologically important mark since reaching 2,198.2 on July 20, 2020. Foreign investors dumped nearly 150 billion won worth of shares, while institutional investors sold nearly 180 billion won as sentiment remained glum by the strengthening U.S. dollar, the protracted Russian war on Ukraine, and China's economic slowdown. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also plunged 3.47% to close at 673.87, down 24.24 points. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 18.41 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,439.91. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.